Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A number of shootings in the Twin Cities this past weekend, one of them fatal. Twin Cities medical professionals are prepared to assist people suffering from illnesses related to excessive heat. And three counties in the metro have reported mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. But first, get in the shade, stay hydrated, and cut back on outdoor activities. Those are among the tips that'll help you deal with today's intense heat and high humidity. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
It will be hot, a high of 95. These dew points are in the mid-70s, so you get that combination of heat and humidity. It feels like 105 to 110, and you lose the ability to cool your body down, essentially. So it could get dangerous with heat illnesses.
Because of the heat, some in the Twin Cities construction business are planning to pause activities if needed.
When it's 97 outside, the heat that's radiating off that roof can be like 105, 110 degrees.
Andy Lindis has 160 workers in the field this week replacing shingles or putting up new gutters, and their safety is his top priority. As the owner of Lindis Construction, he's asking them to do their part as well.
And just keeping an eye on your partner. Do they start acting a little goofy or seem a little lightheaded? You know, because we're not always the best judges of ourselves. We try to tough it out, and there's just no toughing this out.
He says if need be, he'll pull his crew and postpone the project until the temperatures drop, which could take a few days. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Salvation Army opening up cooling centers at a number of their locations. Again, the excessive heat warning is in effect from noon to midnight. Medical facilities around the Twin Cities are prepared to assist people suffering from illnesses related to today's excessive heat and humidity. Dr. David Hilden of Hennepin Health tells WCCO's Vanita Sakar on the morning news that heat-related illness is preventable, but for some, it can be unavoidable.
Older adults in an unair-conditioned home, firefighters, workers, roofers, construction workers, people who have to be outside, those are the ones we particularly worry about. So they need to be especially cautious. And if you have a child or an older adult in your life, check on them.
He says among the tips to keep cool, the big one is to keep hydrated with plenty of water. A number of shootings in the Twin Cities this past weekend, one of them fatal.
The fatal shooting happened yesterday at 1 a.m. on Bloomington Avenue in Minneapolis, where police found the victim lying on the ground. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Nine others were hurt in the other shootings over the weekend between Friday night and yesterday morning. The only shooting that has led to an arrest so far happened at Hennepin and Laurel on Sunday morning. Two teens were taken into custody after a 15-year-old girl was shot. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis City Councilwoman Aisha Chugtai is taking a leave of absence. In an online posting today to the Ward 10 newsletter, Chugtai says she's stepping aside for a month for treatment for clinical depression and anxiety. Chugtai said in the posting that she's ignored her own need for help for too long. She points to challenges in recent months that include her election, several mass shootings, and Operation Metro Surge. Three counties in the metro area have reported mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus.
The West Nile virus attacks the nervous system. Metropolitan Mosquito Control District's Alex Carlson.
So it presents and symptoms as headache, fever, can cause flu-like symptoms, nausea, things like that. But it is spread by specific species of mosquitoes. And they get it from an infected bird.
Fortunately, no human cases have been reported so far, and over 90% are asymptomatic. However, one age group is more susceptible to severe symptoms.
Older immunocompromised adults that will start to have symptoms, especially if it's a neuroinvasive case, and that's when they get those severe flu-like symptoms, you know, fatigue, fever, nausea, Something that seems a little bit more extreme than the flu, that's when you might want to get checked out.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Maintenance is underway on the longest light rail line in the Twin Cities. Metro Transit crews are starting a $175 million project that'll shut down the Blue Line for more than a month. About 70 buses are now running along the Blue Line corridor for passengers, while signals are upgraded and worn-down sections of the track are replaced. The Blue Line has been operating between Mall of America and downtown Minneapolis for 22 years, and this is the first major upgrade of the entire system. Maintenance on the Green Line to St. Paul begins Wednesday, but parts of that track will remain open. A memorial session is set to take place at the Minneapolis Federal Courthouse in honor of longtime Judge David Doughty, who died on Saturday. The former Marine Corps captain and graduate of the University of Minnesota was appointed to the bench by President Ronald Reagan in 1987. He assumed senior judge status in 1998 and was still presiding over cases this year. Among his major cases was the National Football League antitrust lawsuit that paved the way for unrestricted player movement. David Doughty was 96 years old. Finally, a soaking early morning rain did not dampen the spirits of the thousands of parade participants and viewers of this weekend's Pride Parade in downtown Minneapolis. Folks like Jason Shuck were ready to go on Hennepin Avenue.
Never, ever, ever will it dampen my spirits of coming down here and being a part of it. Just because it's Pride, it's historic of all the things that have happened over the years, and it's so important just to be out here.
The parade was pushed back about a half an hour while the rain moved out of the area, making way for a sunny afternoon. Twin Cities Pride dates back to 50 marchers in 1972 and is now one of the most popular gay pride festivals in the U.S. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com. by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.